With Gary Forrest, Shildon manager, after today's 1-1 draw with Morpeth. Gary, disappointing result today?
Yeah, it's disappointing, particularly with the way the results have gone. Celtic Nation and West Auckland drawn, which is the result we wanted, and Bishop Auckland getting a draw at Spennymoor, which, you know, so it's frustrating to have conceded a goal with 4 or 5 minutes to go. You know, and it was, and to be honest with you, the goal shouldn't have stood. It was a blatant handball in the 18-yard box. So that's the one this week that being not being given for us, and one last week which was as blatant as you can get, which hasn't been given. So it's fair to say we're not getting the rubber of the green as far as some of the decisions. They're not just simple decisions. You know, not the difficult decisions to make. They're very simple decisions, and the referees, you know, don't want to start blaming the referees. It's hard to, you always say to managers, oh, you know, I blame the referee again. But when you see it, how they can't get that right, it's baffling. You know, but we score the dugouts on their behaviour and the way they go about things. We score the ref, we score the fans, we score the players, and nobody bothers to score the referees properly. So they constantly make these mistakes and constantly get away with it. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's the game. Frustrated.
Yeah. Do you think our own performance second half were maybe a little bit disappointing? We weren't able to maybe increase that the lead from the 1-0, make it a little bit more safe for ourselves.
What people don't understand is how difficult it is to get any sort of football on Dean Street. The players can't get their eye off the ball. They can't lift their heads up to have a look to see what options they've got. They have to keep their eye on the ball for every second of every minute during the course of the game. So you saw how well we played in Team Northumbria on a nice pitch. I thought we were outstanding in the first half. Today, you can't do anything but help the ball on. And, unless we start doing something even more than what we've attempted to do, we're probably never going to go and win this league. It's virtually impossible to play any football on it. And it frustrates the lads, to be honest with you. Yeah.
But do you take any positives? I guess one thing is that the others around us all did drop points, so we haven't really lost any ground.
As I said to the lads in the changing room after the game, because they're all frustrated. They're frustrated at the referee. They're frustrated at themselves. They're frustrated at the pitch. Mm-hmm. You know, but as I said to the lads, hold on a second, eh? We're in exactly the same situation we were when we walked through the ground at 1:30 this afternoon. So nothing's changed by the looks of it. Spennymoor have dropped points, Celtic Nation have dropped points, West Auckland dropped points, and we've dropped points. Yeah. And as I said last week after the Hebburn game, I said that there'll be lots and lots of twists and turns between now and the end of the season. There will be even more twists and turns between now and the end of the season. None of us are going to go and win every single game. We're all going to drop points, and it's going to boil down to the last couple of games. And don't be surprised if this season it boils down to goal difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just looking forward then. We're obviously back here at Dean Street again on Wednesday night. As you say, it's a difficult surface, but we're playing Dunstan. How do you see that game?
Dunstan are a very good side. They're very difficult to beat. You know, they're very direct. They're playing a bit more football this year than they have done previous years, but they are very direct. Very difficult side to beat. We saw that in the cup semi-final there the other week. You know, we're going to have to put in a shift. We're going to have to work hard, and we're going to have to take our chances when they come along on Wednesday. And Dunstan will be coming here. You know, they're a hard-working, disciplined team. You know, at this moment in time, I don't really care whether we play brilliantly, play absolutely atrociously, or we play bang average. As long as we manage somehow to find 3 points on Wednesday night, then I'll be a happy man.
It looks like you might have lost Ben Wood. He limped off this afternoon.
Yeah, it's a bit of a blow as well. Ben's been outstanding this season. Probably he's been one of our better players this season. I think he's on something like 20 assists during the course of the season, which is an amazing record, scoring goals as well. Don't know how long he's going to be out for. Dean will be having a look at him over the next couple of days. And with Sam Garvey out suspended as well, it's leaving us with limited options.
Yeah.
But we'll see what we can come up with before now and Wednesday.